Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And welcome, everyone. Good morning, and thanks for joining us here today at Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Glad to have you aboard. Glad that you're tuning in and that you are now learning a lot more and you're experiencing a lot more because you're learning and you're taking the tools we offer and using them in your life. And this is a good thing.
Yeah, this is a great time of experimentation and leaning forward. And hey, we love bringing deals to you from the sponsors that we know are leaning forward. One of them is Plus CBD Oil. That's Plus, P-L-U-S, CBDOil.com. Hey, they have given us a 20% off deal, which is good for the rest of the year. So if you go to PlusCBDOil.com on any of their products, and when you get to the checkout, put in TALK in capital letters, T-A-L-K, you'll get 20% off. And of course, check their site for, because they drop in specials from time to time. We've been doing a lot of experimentation with this hemp-based CBD oil, highly scientifically backed, and we're loving it. So check it out for yourself and take advantage of these discounts while they're there.
Also want to remind you to check out littlemagicmachine.com. That is the Avison machine. We love our machine. It is working wonders for us in so many different areas. If you're interested in knowing more about it, go to the site, learn about it. You can actually call us directly, too, and we'll share some information with you. You can call us at 360-385-1909, and we're going to be happy to share our experiences. They have a lot of specials running throughout the year, so stay in tune with that. Also, they have a new machine.
Yeah, it's called the H2 machine, and it's all about hydrogen water. And this is kind of one of the newest things. We just got one, and we've been experimenting with it, but we've been watching the science on hydrogen water for some time. Has a lot of incredible qualities that we like. We'll be talking about them on some shows coming up, but also, yeah, the science is just pouring in on it, and so far, we're pretty impressed, and it really makes that water easier to drink.
And you can learn all about that and the Avison by going to littlemagicmachine.com, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so with so much going on, are you finding it hard to keep it together, to focus? Well, you're not alone. We'll have a chat with Dr. Devana Vedri today about clarity of focus, because it's time for another session of down-to-earth spirituality to keep our spiritual rudder on a steady course. And now we welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, for years now, we have depended on our favorite transformational healer, Dr. Devana Vedri, to spend some time with us in what we call down-to-earth spirituality, because we have felt for a very long time, as we entered these difficult, challenging, and changing times, that having that spiritual rudder, you know, keeping us on course was a very important thing. And today's no different. We're going to be talking about clarity of focus. Devana, welcome back.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, clarity of focus. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, does that have something to do with getting your eyes checked? I mean, what?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Lenses and bringing it a crystal clear view, right?
Right.
Yes, and so that's what clarity of focus is about. And to understand that a lot of times we go along in our lives somewhat, unless something interrupts us, we go a lot on autopilot. We go a lot on, well, I did this, I've been doing this for years, I'll continue to do this. And, you know, part of what has happened in this year is that a lot of that autopilot got interrupted. And so in the process of that interruption, it breaks patterns, it provides us the opportunity to rethink some things, to look at some things. And now we've been in that for a while, and there are some things that are still being interrupted, but we're at a timing where we can move in a little bit more into acceptance of what is here now and what is in the life now and how it has transformed. And when we move into acceptance, we also go inward in terms of what's it feeling like, where's my focus, what am I desiring, where have I had my focus, do I want to keep it there, do I want to dig in there, or do I want to make a change? And we're at that time of the year where we're kind of tucking the old to bed, and we're really looking at the new horizon and feeling into that clarity of focus, really adjusting the lens.
Is there any conflict with letting go and allowing when you're talking about focus?
I don't feel as though there is a conflict. I feel as though it's a little bit like step one and step two. When you take a look, when you take a clarifying look at something, you're not fighting it anymore. You're not pretending it doesn't exist. You're just taking a look. A good, open-hearted, open-mind look. And when you do that at the self, what you'll discover is that the questions that will come up will be things like, what am I trying to accomplish with these behaviors? What is my internal motivation? Why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And it can be very illuminating because a lot of times we think we've been doing certain things because that's what you have to do to get X. When that gets interrupted, but you're continuing to try to do them and go back to them because maybe you thought you really liked them, but you start to discover when you really look at it, you don't really like those behaviors and actions and don't really want to continue them. But unless you stop and take a look, you won't have that awareness. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's about having the awareness and clarifying the focus. So acceptance and allowance are key parts to that.
So, Devonna, let me ask you this to clarify this. wouldn't you be asking us also not only to look at our actions and behaviors, perhaps even our beliefs, but what about our thoughts? Because we get on to something and we get very tunnel visioned about thoughts. And wouldn't we want to really clarify what we're thinking why we're thinking it, why we're stuck on something, and we keep thinking about it over and over. And you know, let's say we're thinking about something that we're not really pleased with or happy about, but we're not thinking about necessarily a vision for what it could be and putting our energy there. We're on all the things that are wrong. Wrong with X, or wrong with why we haven't obtained X. So wouldn't we want to have a focus on our clarity of thoughts as well?
Thoughts, emotions, whatever you're maintaining. And so what happens is when you look at your focus, for instance, if you don't like, let's say, something that's happening in the neighborhood, or let's say you're taking stock of your life, let's say, and let's say you're not where you want to be, well, then the question is, though, where are you? And where have you been? Where has been the focus? What has been made important? And what you'll often notice if you're stuck in kind of a negative thought loop is that the focus has been on what's not right about the self, what's not happened in the life, where have things not gone as planned. And then that will bring you to, well, if it hasn't gone as planned and I'm stuck with these thoughts, where would I rather be? And then that starts to open up. I don't want to be in these thoughts. I want to create something different. Mm-hmm. And what could that look like? And then that really gets into, it opens the door to feel into, who are you wanting to be as a person inside? And so it's the thoughts and it's the feelings. Some people will access this clarity of focus through a mental avenue. Some will enter it through an emotional avenue. Some through a physical avenue. It's all included within that taking stock moment. Mm-hmm. And really looking at the self and taking the time to feel into where one is at with what is in the life, and then seeing how their actions are either reinforcing that or they're not reinforcing that.
Mm-hmm. It just seems like with everything that's happening out there today, for most people, Devana, that's a big ask.
Yeah, we seem to be in quite a loop.
Yeah.
We're in kind of a negative loop at the moment because we seem bombarded by similar energy just expressed differently. Mm-hmm. And that happens on a daily basis. So we notice a lot of repetition. So we're going to be running off to a break. But when we come back, we're going to continue discussing this idea of clarity of focus, you know, why it's important, how we make use of it, and what we're not making use of at the moment. This is Conscious Talk, and we're here with Dr. Devana Vedrí. To find out more about her, you can go to drdivana.com. That's drdivana.com, and we'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you'll feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. Twist 25 DHEA cream helps men and women 35 and up to maintain vitality, youthful vigor, enhanced mood and focus, and a better night's sleep. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body a key foundation it uses to make hormones. Visit twist25.com to learn more or call 888-489-4782. 888-4-TWIST-25.
Wondering what's on next on Alternative Talk 1150? Check out 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and hey, we're so glad to have you with us. You know, we've been learning, this is our 20th year, and we've been learning right along with you all of this time. And of course, one of the people that we've learned a lot from has been Dr. Devana Vedrí. And today we are back in our down-to-earth spirituality sessions, and today we're talking about clarity of focus. And Devana, what I was thinking about was, and I really noticed it this morning, or actually the last few days, Brenda and I have had, we've noticed our focus has gone to, oh my God, look what happened, this went wrong, or look at this, or did you know that this terrible thing was happening, you know, over and over again. And that feels to me like it's, you know, we have often said, you know, many times, where your attention goes, your focus flows. But those aren't the things we wanted to be focused on. We want to focus on what we would prefer or our own path.
Yes. And so one of the things that is a balance for everyone is input. And part of the awareness is that certain inputs do not uplift at all. and they're not intended to uplift. And so to limit one's exposure to those things is important because we choose that. Now, some things come across anyway. Something is emailed or something is someone calls with some news, something like that. But to understand that right now in taking care of ourselves, it's really important to have awareness and to not put our heads in the sand and pretend things aren't happening, but at the same time to have an awareness but to not let it become your focus. Mm-hmm. And this is a real balance. One of the things that helps that balance is when you see something and it's, let's say, something that's, you know, a terrible thing happens, and maybe it's in the periphery, but it's not immediate to the life. It's not requiring immediate action. But there's a part of us that will always go out and want to assist. One of the ways that we can do that is that we can stop and pause and breathe into our bodies and our hearts and just pray for that situation and to contribute and to lend energy in that way. And then when that feels complete, to then focus back to the life and what is in the immediate present. Because those things are a part of our world, and we are a part of our world. But to have it pull the focus to the point of distraction, to the point of negativity, that doesn't serve it, and it doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve the forward movement of the planet or a person. But this is the balance to be struck. And so if you have an altar and you want to write it on a piece of paper and put it on the altar, great. Whatever it is that you're wanting when it tugs and it's like, oh, bring some support to it, but then get back to your clarity of focus.
I'm really glad you brought that up, Devonna, that way and giving instruction on what would help us to do that. Because what you're really defining, at least from my perspective, is what spiritual warriors are all about. And I'm using the word warrior only because it's really when we stand in that place of our power and our connection and breathing into the body and calling in divine help and really asking and not only asking but reaffirming how we would like it to be and then letting that go through prayer or, like you said, writing it on a slip of paper or lighting a candle, whatever it is, I really feel that is our work as a spiritual warrior because we're standing in our truth about it, in our desire and intent for something that supports the whole to unfold, and that's how we can contribute. Otherwise, if we do the opposite of what you know, you brought up earlier where we get off track and then we get down that negative track and we can't seem to get out of there. And then we start to imagine all the terrible things that can happen instead of what we really want, which is the vision and the actual truth of who we are to be present. We lose sight of that when we go down the other road.
And one of the biggest things that we lose sight of and can be a great indicator that we are losing that focus or we've gone down into that negativity is our enthusiasm for our own life and for life in general goes down.
Yes, and you brought that up, I think, the last time we had you on. We talked about apathy and how apathy really is, I think, the poison seed, you know, that flourishes when we lose our clarity of focus on what we know to be the truth and what we truly want and desire for the highest good of all. We kind of get into that apathetic state.
Yes, and then we feel powerless, and then our enthusiasm for our own dreams and hopes diminishes.
Right.
Yeah, and that's the proof of where we focus. We get what we focus on. So that kind of brings us back around in the circle to why you're talking about clarity of focus, not just focus.
Yes. Because where we focus and when we're clear on that, it really helps us to then align our actions appropriately, to align our intentions, and to stay in a moving forward-leaning stance in relationship to our day-to-day choices and how we hold and what we do. And so when we're fighting the current state, whatever it is, of our own being or the world, it doesn't serve us in that it tends to take us into those places of hopelessness and despair. And it isn't the point. Mm-hmm. Fighting it is not the point in that way. Mm-hmm. To understand one's focus and what's one's intention, and do you want to continue with that intention?
Right. Well, you said it earlier in the first segment, accepting what is, I think is a very important step there, Devonna, because if you can't be with what is, you're going to be in resistance. And then your resistance is going to give power to what you don't want, correct?
It does give power to what you don't want, in the way that it becomes a focus, the thing you fight, the thing you have to overcome, mm-hmm. when so often it's just the thing you have to turn your attention away from. Mm-hmm. And then because it's not being fed, it takes its appropriate size, and then it becomes something very manageable.
Yes. I keep going back to Rob's words. He used to say, what if, you know, they started a war and nobody came? In other words, no one was interested. No one was fascinated with that. And they just simply acknowledged, yeah, okay. And then they went back to their focus of living a life of peace and joy and equality amongst everybody, and breathed into that. And that was our, if you will, our vision for humanity. If we didn't give any of these things the attention and energy we give them, they wouldn't have the power to keep going.
And it's that line between awareness and fascination.
Yes.
And, you know, that's where in our growth as a society and in our evolution, to learn how to put energy toward something, attending something, so that it is uplifted out of itself.
Yes. Yes.
Very difficult.
The tendency of the ego or the self that's disconnected from who we are, you know, would be go headlong into that, you know, thinking I'm going to fight this thing and make it blah, 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 when in fact we're giving it the very energy it's asking for. And I just think that's such an important point. I wanted to bring that out again. Well, folks, we're here today with Dr. Devonna Vedrì. Our subject is clarity of focus, which is a very important thing that we all want to pay attention to, especially in times like this. And we will be back right after these messages.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. It's an FDA-cleared device for both inflammation and pain, which you can use in your own home. Users place their hand covered with a patented glove inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com
or call 800-460-2144. That's 800-460-2144 for all the information you need on the Little Magic Machine. For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. And hey, thanks for joining us today, folks, and tuning in. Tuning in being the apt word here, that we tune in to what we truly want. With our intention, we tune in. And I think this is kind of where we're at today, talking about this subject of clarity of focus. What do we focus on the most? Because what you focus on the most, truly, you bring right to you. So, Devonna, we've covered quite a bit of territory here talking about this today. And I don't think that we can stress enough that we have to question where our thoughts are, where our behaviors are, what's behind it, why are we thinking, acting, and behaving the way we are in order to bring balance back into our life.
One of the things that I want to remind everyone of is that when you take stock and you pause and you take a look, one a lot of times thinks, oh, I don't want to take a look at myself. That could be painful or that could be bad.
And yet, scary.
Right. And yet, it's not. It's actually a very peaceful, sometimes emotional place because you're reconnecting in and you're opening mm-hmm. your heart mm-hmm. in that process. Mm-hmm. But it's a peaceful process. It's just really looking, because one of the things that you're putting aside is judgment. Mm-hmm. When you go to take a look, you're no longer running from it. You're just really taking a look, a good, wholesome, heart-open look. And maybe you'll like what you see, maybe you won't, but in taking the look, you call back some power, you call back some peace, you call back some strength, and you're not avoiding, you're not running, you're just really looking. And the funny thing about all of that is, even if you have gotten yourself very deeply down a negative rabbit hole and you've been hurting yourself, let's say, for months in the rabbit hole, you know, self-flagellation and bad hygiene and maybe some substance abuse and all sorts of things, losing your temper, you've just been in a bad place. When you stop and you look, you can see, wow, I have been in a really bad place. I have been entertaining thoughts from my mind that are so destructive to me. And I don't want to do that anymore. And what are my steps to end this cycle and begin anew? And that's what that clarity of focus, when you see that the focus has been hurting the self, as opposed to uplifting the self or being compassionate with the self. And a lot of times, just that clarity that all the actions and all the intentions have been to the negative gives one an ability and an understanding outside of judgment to make a choice, a conscious choice, do I want to continue? And if the answer is no, then the next question to the self is, what action can I take? What thought can I have? What do I nurture to feel better? Mm. And it will be brought. Mm-hmm. It's like you open another door and the mind goes, oh, well, you could take a bath, or you could take a shower, or you could eat some good food, or you could get some rest, or you could go be in nature, or you could go do some breathing. I mean, it's amazing when you step out of that one focus into that awareness of another. It's like a door opens in your mind, and you've basically told it, I want a more uplifting focus, and it goes back to the files and just pulls them out. Mm-hmm. It's not resistant to pulling them out.
Right.
Because it's following your focus. You're not following its focus.
Yeah, yeah. As you've said over the years many times, remember always to ask. And it's simple. Show me.
Yeah.
Show me where to go next. Show me the subject of the focus. Or
just, what can I do to take better care of myself in this moment? I mean, even questions like that will open that other door that you're talking about, Devana, and that's a very important thing. And we just need to be willing, folks, to take the time to do this for ourselves and each other. And I say each other because a lot of times when we're hurting ourselves, we're hurting everyone else. There is no separation. So when we come back, we're going to wrap this up with Dr. Devana Vedrie talking about clarity of focus. We'll be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp.
Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CB Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. Yes, you are still tuned in to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And I always like to remind you, every guest will have a guest page, and that is certainly true for Dr. Divana Vedrea. If you just put Divana, that's D-I-V-A-N-N-A, in the search engine, you're going to find her name in a list. You're going to click on it and go right to her page, and there are a lot of play buttons. So if you missed any of today, or you want to catch up, hear it again, it's all there. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And today we're talking about clarity of focus with Dr. Divana Vedrea. And it's very interesting, Divana, how we, and I want to bring this up because we sort of ended the segment that way, of how those destructive thoughts that we have, usually, not always, but usually about ourselves, really affects all of us, that nothing is done in isolation on this planet. And I don't think people understand that we're all connected, even to nature, the animals, everyone. When we hurt ourselves, we hurt everything else. When we love ourselves, we're loving everything else. Is that an accurate statement?
It's a true statement. But to really understand it, I mean, really understand it from a physiologic, experiential place, you have to start in that motion of understanding and feeling the connectedness.
Mm-hmm.
Because oneness for most people is an intellectual concept.
Mm-hmm.
And there's science to it, you know, where, you know, something over here is touched and this over here that it's connected to reacts. I mean,
right.
We've got science to it. But on an individual basis, we each appear separate. And it's very difficult to really feel that interconnectedness. And yet, if you put a focus there, if you put a fascination there, and you start to ask for some examples to be brought, what will happen is you'll start to understand and to see how you as an individual might be affected by how someone else is feeling in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Or how empathetic one might be if one goes to, let's say, a funeral and you're feeling the energy in the room. That's part of our oneness. That's part of our interconnectedness. And let's say you start crying, and this is a person you don't really know. You're only there because you're supporting someone else. And
right.
Pretty soon, it's like you're the one who's doing all the crying in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a good example of our interconnectedness. It's also a good example of how we are feeling the emotional bodies. We also will feel the mental bodies in a room. We're very, very sensitive beings when our system is open.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can call forth some examples if you are wanting to start to understand even just a little itty-bitty bit oneness.
Mm.
It's a good way to do it. Mm-hmm. Communicating with your animals without saying a word is also a good way to do it, to play with that, to experiment with that, because they're part of the oneness too.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, though, if that is a desire, clarity of focus, align your intention, take some actions, come back to it frequently, and you will notice you will get some experiential moments, and it'll start to make more and more sense. And if you want to pop that out a little bit more, if you are part of all that is, then maybe open to all that is, to, with your intention, ask to have some experiences with your guides,
mm-hmm.
with other aspects of the divine, if that is a desire.
Mm-hmm.
If you desire to feel energy more readily, then ask for that. Align that focus, that intention, and actions.
Mm-hmm.
You may find you'll have to sit a bit more in a quiet meditative state to do it.
Yes. But that's really what clarity of focus really involves. It really involves us to be present, to be aware, correct? To really sit with that intention and breathe into it for a few moments. I don't think we have to sit in hours of meditation to do that, but I do feel that we have to quiet ourselves down to call in that focus.
A lot of times, in terms of clarity of focus, it's taking something that's been in kind of a vague place where, well, I kind of want it, but I kind of don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm kind of exploring this, but I'm also exploring this over here.
Mm-hmm.
But one can sit in that for a long, long time and not make any movement because one has never brought it to that clear place and committed and focused and taken actions. And a lot of times when you take and you clarify your focus and you take stock of what you're doing, what you notice is that you're afraid to commit. You're afraid to have it be clear. Because if it's clear and you know where to go and you know how to do, then you have to deal with the part perhaps that doesn't want to.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so keeping things in the gray just keeps one in a state of what can be interpreted, although it's not true, but it can be interpreted as freedom when it's just confusion and lack of commitment.
Mm. Very interesting, and that's a very good point, Devana, that I never thought of that we can stay in the gray thinking, oh, we're free, but we're not free if we're not really, if we don't really have a focus, if you will.
We are stuck.
We're kind of going nowhere and thinking that we're somewhere. and again. Right. Yeah. And convincing ourselves we're somewhere when we're actually going nowhere.
Yeah. Well, that's when we get confused. That's when we get confused with the technology and who is using it. And that seems to be, we leave ourselves out of the equation, give our power away, even to something like meditation, mm-hmm. if you have that attitude. It's like, oh, this is going to solve all my problems, but not if you don't bring anything forth.
Yeah, and take action on it.
Yes. And so clarity of focus, let's take everything and let's bring it out of the gray. Mm-hmm. And this is, we're at the beginning of a new energetic year. It's a great clearing of the decks. Mm-hmm. And so think of it in those terms. I am taking whatever is stagnant in my life and I am putting motion to it. And I'm going to do it through that clarity of focus.
Yeah.
You bring that to it, and instead of feeling dull, not motivated, you will be like on fire. Ready to go and glad to be alive.
Yes, and that's when we can actually move mountains, if you will. We can do that when we're really zeroed in and clear. Well, as always, Devonna, great information. Thank you so much for your clarity of focus, which has always been this direction. And it's really, I know, helped thousands of people. It has certainly helped us. And folks, if you want to do a private with Devonna, which is very empowering, what phone number can they call, Devonna?
425-741-2329.
Well, of course, they can hear your past shows in our archives, but they can also go to Dr. Devonna, that's drdevonna.com, to find out how to get in touch.
Again, thank you so much, my dear. And folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different? Is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.